You know, it was just earlier this week that Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez were donezo, and young love, you just can't predict it. The Ralphie Show recap of the week that was now with Life and Style Weekly senior reporter Laura Lane calling in from New York. All right, Laura, so Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez, we spoke about this earlier in the week. It seemed like they were all, you know, headed towards Splitsville. And then what happened?
We find them together again having a rendezvous at the Beverly Hills Hotel. So you know how young love is. It's on and off all the time, and Justin was trying everything to win her back. He was sending her lavish gifts and calling her nonstop, saying he was sorry and he wanted her back. So looks like she's giving him another chance.
What I found interesting about their breakup, I spoke about this on last night's show, is all of the rumors that started swirling around after they broke up, that he proposed to her twice, that it was the entire relationship was a sham set up by their PR groups. I mean, do you think they're back together for real now, or is this a one-off?
They're like 18, 19 years old, so who knows? Is it for good? Are they going to get married and have babies? I don't think so. I'm sure they're going to break up another half dozen times.
Right.
But it looks like she's giving him another chance.
Life and Style Weekly's Laura Lane here on The Ralphie Show. Of course, Rihanna gave another shot to Chris Brown. I saw this one coming a mile away. Katy Perry's not a fan of this, huh?
Not at all. I mean, they've been very supportive of each other throughout each of their tumultuous relationships. Rihanna was there for Katy Perry during her whole divorce from Russell Brand, and Katy's been really supportive of Rihanna. So when Rihanna decided to go back with Chris Brown, Katy was like, I don't want anything to do with this. I, you know, can't even be your friend right now. So they're kind of taking a break, and it's really caused a lot of friction in their friendship because Katy just can't understand why Rihanna would get back with somebody like Chris Brown after everything that he did to her and all of the abuse that she went through.
Exactly. And that's the key, because obviously, as we know, Katy's not exactly the best at picking these guys either. But when you're
talking
about abuse, that's a whole other different story. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Laura Lane here on The Ralphie Show. Okay, to much happier things, Miley Cyrus, who of course is engaged. Some more details coming out about the wedding. Laura, what do you know?
Now we've got some new details that show that this wedding's going to happen sooner than later, because she's already looking at a wedding dress, and we found out that her designer is going to be Marquesa, and she's already started looking at several wedding sketches by the designers at Marquesa, and she's really excited. She's won the designer to a lot of red carpet events, and they also did Blake Lively's wedding dress. They're one of my personal favorite designers, so it looks like she's taking this seriously and moving forward with the wedding.
All right, read more in Life and Style Weekly senior reporter Laura Lane. Thanks for the 411. Have a great weekend.
You too.